Welcome to the Diva Shop Podcast. Hello everyone, it is Saturday, July 23rd. I know I've been gone for a while, and I'm sorry about that. It seems that I'm not able to do this as much as I'd like. I have two blogs in the Diva role that I want to mention, and then after that, a little something about my YouTube channel. I guess that's pretty much it, so on to the Diva role. Okay, like I said, I have two blogs to share with you. One I found by accident, and the other was recommended by a fellow beauty vlogger and blogger. The one I found by accident is called MyLipsButBetter.com, and it's a general beauty blog, but she had one particular post pertaining to fashion that I thought was pretty humorous. Lucky Magazine, What Were You Thinking? It's about little black dresses, and they show dresses that would be good for different shapes. And she's an apple shape, and they show the dress for an apple, and it's pretty ugly, I have to say. And what she said was pretty humorous. She says, "Wait, seriously? A muumuu? This shapeless sack of a dress would look terrible on an apple shape, especially with a high neckline and long sleeves. Do I not deserve to wear a cute dress like all the other body shapes, Lucky? Why do you give me fancy Amish maternity wear?" I thought that was pretty funny. So that one's MyLipsButBetter.com. The next blog was recommended by YouTube user Claire DeLis Art, and it is called Lipstick and Pearls. Lipstick-and-pearls.blogspot.com. And her description says, "I am reading for a degree in biomedical science and have spent a great deal of time studying the human body, specializing in pharmacology. Through my studies, I have looked at cosmetics and their effects on the body, good and bad. I intend to share with you my knowledge in this area, as well as tell you how you can make your own cosmetics at home using ingredients that have been scientifically shown to actually work." So I thought this was really neat because she has a lot of DIY skincare posts. And one of them, let's see, where was it? DIY, I don't know how to pronounce it, it's JURLIQUE, Daily Exfoliator Dupe. And this, it costs 30 Australian dollars, which is expensive, and she shows you how to make it yourself. So it's a lot cheaper. So I think this would be very useful for both for people who want to save money and people who may be sensitive to certain ingredients. So that is lipstick-and-pearls.blogspot.com. Now, about my YouTube channel, I will soon be uploading my 200th video, excuse me, and I am calling for ideas on what that 200th video should be. You can put in your suggestions by going to my video. It's my page is youtube.com/divashop, and the current video is 200th video ideas. And you just leave your suggestions as a comment on that video. If you don't have a YouTube account, you can leave a comment on my blog, you can email me, whatever you're able to do. But if you have, it would be preferable to leave it as a comment on the video. Because it's specifically for my subscribers to suggest ideas. But so just in case any of my podcast listeners are also subscribers. So again, my YouTube channel is youtube.com/divashop. And on the video, 200 video ideas is where you would leave your suggestions. Some had suggested, well, one actually had suggested that I do a 200 question tag. I don't know, that seems overwhelming to me. I don't even know what questions I could come up with that many. The other idea I had was doing a favorites video type deal, but I soon discovered that I don't have the kind of software it would take to do it the way I want. So I can't do that either. So maybe a questions tag, but I don't think I'll be able to do 200. That just seems overwhelming. If you have any other ideas, please feel free to let me know, either by commenting on that video. Actually, if you have ideas, either comment on that video or email me at podcast@divashopblog.com. So that is it about the YouTube channel. Well, I guess that's it for today. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you want to contact me with questions or comments, feel free to send them to podcast@divashopblog.com. Thank you for listening.